Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
All right, I want to welcome everybody. We're in the studio here in the East Tower. My name is Tyson Taylor. Going to talk to you a little bit today about Exercise 101. So first of all, I'm going to tell you about myself. I'm a health fitness instructor. I've been at the North Mississippi Medical Tupelo Wellness Center going on 18 years now. I went to Mississippi State University where I earned a four-year degree in fitness management. I also have a certification through the American College of Sports Medicine as an exercise physiologist. And so today, again, I'm just going to try to talk to you about maybe the three things we're going to kind of hit on. Is just first one is going to be the importance of exercise. Two is how to start working out. And three, the three types of exercise we can want to kind of focus on. So jumping on into it. Now, of course, everybody knows how important exercise. Everywhere we look, you know, everybody's talking about what kind of exercise we should do, what's the new fads, whether it be any kind of a diet or the new hip exercise thing. As long as we're getting you to move, that's what we kind of want you to do, okay? So, starting off, just importance of exercise. What all does exercise kind of lead up to? So, starting off, of course, everybody knows it strengthens your heart. So your heart basically is your muscle that never stops working, okay? So we always want to make that, keep it strong. So whenever we're doing cardiovascular, what it does is it reduces your LDL cholesterol, which is the bad cholesterol. That's the type that clogs your arteries. And it increases your HDL cholesterol. That's the good cholesterol. Also, it reduces your blood pressure, so it lowers the stress on your heart. What we do is when we strengthen the heart muscle combined with healthy diet, the risk of developing coronary heart disease decreases. So that's why it's so important that you exercise, how often, how many days a week, how much time. So another thing, it improves muscle strength. It keeps your muscles strong, joints, tendons, ligaments, all of those flexible, which allows you to move more easily, avoiding injury, and just help with day-to-day activity. So we want to get those muscles strong. We want your bones stronger and things like that. Another thing, maintains healthy weight. Anytime you exercise, what we're doing, it increases your metabolic rate, which in turn burns more calories. So when we exercise, we're burning calories. So you may hear the adage of calories in versus calories out. So when you eat, when you drink, what we're doing, you're intaking those calories. And if you don't exercise, what happens is if you don't burn those out, then your weight gain is going to happen. So what we want to do, we want to maintain, either decrease the amount of calories you intake by doing that, and you burning out, you're going to lose weight. If you want to gain weight, which some people do, we're going to increase how many calories we intake and decrease how many calories we burn. So again, that's calories in versus calories out. Some other things that exercise improve, brain function, memory. It lowers risk of developing type 2 diabetes. It enhances our immune system. By doing so, when we exercise, it improves your body's ability to pump oxygen and nutrients around your body that were required to fuel the cells that fight off bacteria and viruses. Also, it reduces the likelihood of developing some degenerative bone diseases such as osteoarthritis and osteoporosis. Of course, the old saying, use it or lose it, it really does apply, you know, to bone loss and things like that. So, examples such as running, walking, strength training, all that, what that does is strengthen those bones and stuff, okay? Another thing, it may help to reduce risk of certain cancers. Active people tend to sleep better. Good quality sleep helps improve overall wellness and reduces stress. So we always want you to know, the more you work out, yeah, it's going to get you a little tired, but you're going to sleep better at night. And everybody likes having a good night's sleep. So, and then lastly, what exercise does, and one of the most important, it reduces stress. Whenever we work out, your brain releases a chemical, which is endorphins, and that's your feel-good medicine, as I call it. That's what gets you feeling good, gets you in a good mood. So when you exercise, after you usually work out, you always tend to feel a little better, okay? So now that we know some benefits, the next question we're going to ask ourselves is, how do we get started? So a little thing that I've got is called the four W's, and it's why, when, what, and where. So the first thing we want to start is why. Why do you want to work out? Now, we've all said to each other, tomorrow morning, it's time for me to get up. I'm going to start doing it. How many times do we actually do it? Not many. So what we need is a purpose. And this can be anything different. Some people could go to a doctor. They could say, all right, your blood pressure's up. We want to get you exercising. You may just want to get in a pair of jeans that you hadn't been able to fit in a few months. One big thing I see is weddings. I have women come in all the time. All right, my daughter's getting married in 6 months. I've got to get so. Any of those are your purpose. So once you kind of get that, then you kind of already got your foot in the door and you're heading in the right direction. So when are you going to work out? So the easiest way for, I tell everybody, is set a schedule. What you want to do, write it down at night before and hold yourself accountable. It's so much easier to just go by a list and saying, okay, I've got to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning. I take lunch at 12 o'clock. I'm off at 5. I've got so-and-so to do. So this is the time frame I can fit in. And also, by writing it down, it takes a lot of stress off of you. So you kind of have something to kind of go by. So, you know, hold yourself accountable. Say if something does pop up, don't get frustrated. You say, okay, I've got a 30-minute lunch break. So today I'm going to do a 30-minute walk. So anything like that, so it's kind of setting you up a time frame as when you're going to do it, okay? The next is the what. What kind of exercises? And this is the key. I always tell everybody, pick something that you enjoy doing. If it's, you know, maybe classes such as yoga, spin, a bar class, joining a running club. 9 times out of 10, if you start exercising and you're doing things that you don't enjoy, you're not going to stick with it, okay? So what we want to do is find something that you enjoy doing, something that you have fun with, and it won't even feel like working out to you. And last but not least is where. Where are you going to work out? So most people join a gym, and a lot of times people come in that I see, they haven't worked out. It's all a new setting for them. They may feel a little intimidated, but the thing I tell them is, don't worry. It's that everybody who's in the gym at the wellness center is there for the same purpose that you are. You're all there to get healthier. So they're all in it. You're all basically in it together. So just kind of get past, once you get past the kind of the first shock of all the machines and equipment, first couple of weeks, you'll fit right in. So, and now if you don't want to join a gym, I know like during the pandemic, we had a lot of people, because we were closed, a lot of people started working out at home, and that's great. So as long as you're doing something, that's what we want to basically promote for you, okay? Now, once you have that mindset and that time frame, then that's when we're going to start pushing ahead. So first thing I always want you to do, if you're a male over the age of 45, a female over the age of 55, or any kind of health history, we need you to talk to your doctor first, okay? Find out, talk to your physician, let you know that it's okay for you to start exercising. Once you get the go from there, then we'll move on ahead, okay? Next up, when you're exercising, so you want to set an attainable goal. So what that means is basically for weight loss. I have people come in, they say, all right, I want to lose, my goal is to lose 100 pounds. Well, yeah, you can do that, but most of the time you're not. So what we want you to do is, instead of saying, all right, I'm going to lose 100 pounds in a year, let's do this. Let's say we want to just kind of bring that down. We want to lose 10 pounds in 6 weeks. So that's more of an attainable goal that you can kind of set. And once you reach that goal, then we'll set you another one. Same thing for if you're a runner, you're not just going to start off and wake up one day and say, all right, I'm going to run a marathon. It's not going to happen. So what we want you to do, you know, you start out, you maybe start running a mile. Next week, you may increase it to 2 miles, 3 miles. Next thing you're doing, you're entering a 5K, running 5Ks. Now you want to do a 10K. Then you can kind of progress yourself up. And if you want to do that marathon, then go right ahead. So start slow, set your goal, and then we'll go from there, okay? What we do, like when a new member comes in, we make out a routine for them. And they have their own little fitness card. Mm-hmm. So we've got all the machines, everything with repetition sets, how many, what kind of weight they need to do. And what we recommend them doing each day they come in, the days they work out, date it and either check it off or put a little mark by it so we can kind of kind of look at it and see how they've progressed. And usually on those cards, it's about 6 weeks. So say if you're starting out and you're bench pressing 30 pounds, that's the one that we see a lot of people start on. So I'll tell them just write down 30. Well, week two, they may increase that to 35. Week three, they may increase it to 40. By the end of that 6 week, they may have already doubled it. They may be doing 60. So that kind of gives them a visual as where they started and how they've improved. Always make exercise a priority in your schedule. It's always so easy to put things off, especially nowadays when everything's going so fast and things like that, and we've got other things happening in our lives. But we want you to make sure that you set that goal or set you a priority in that schedule. And, you know, if don't feel bad if you miss a day or two. That's fine. That's going to happen. We just want to try to make sure that you get in that good habit where that when you do miss, you feel more bad than what you did when you were when you first started. So always make sure, you know, set that goal, set you a time. Another thing, don't get obsessed with it. I see so many people who think they have to come in every single day, and usually what happens is they burn themselves out. So when I have a new member come in, I say, okay, I'll ask them, why do you want to work out? And it's like, ask them, how many days a week are you going to shoot for? If they say 6 to 7, I say, hey, that's great. Well, let's knock that down to about 3 for the first couple of weeks. Usually about that third week is 90% of the times when we start losing your members. Everybody comes in, they're gung-ho. They, you know, they work hard that first week. Second week, they get a little sore. Third week, they start kind of slipping off, and then boom, we don't see them back. So, and that's just kind of like a little cycle process that we see. So I just always tell everybody, if you can come in 3 days a week starting out, you're going to do great. And then last, what we want to do is choose, like I kind of hit on earlier, choose the right workout for you. Do what you enjoy, okay? So once you kind of do that, we're going to kind of work around what types of exercises we need to focus on. And the main three we're going to talk about, we've got the first one is going to be aerobic or your cardiovascular. Number two is going to be strength or endurance. And your third and final is going to be flexibility. So when we're doing aerobic exercises, cardiovascular, what does that mean? Well, any kind of aerobic cardio exercises, what we're doing, we're increasing your heart rate, which makes that heart stronger, and it has to work less and not as hard. Okay? So when you're working out, that heart's beating, that's a muscle, it's getting stronger. That's what we want. So when you're just doing it at rest or anything else, it makes it easier on that heart, okay? So the way we get there, what we want you to end working out during cardio, what we call your training heart rate. And the easy way to figure that out, what we do, we just say 220 or minus your age. And that number that you get is your maximum heart rate. So, for example, I'm 42 years old. So I take 220 minus 42, and that comes out to be 178. So that's, at my age, at 178 beats per minute, that's about as fast as my heart's going to beat. Now, I don't want it all the way up that high. So what we want recommend you do is we want to do 65 to 80% of that, okay? So at 178, 65%, the low end, my heart rate's going to be 115. At the higher end, at 80%, it's going to be at 142. So anytime I'm doing cardiovascular, say if I'm on an elliptical machine, a bike, treadmill, periodically, I want to check that heart rate and just make sure that it's somewhere in between those two numbers. As long as that's in between those numbers, you know you're getting your benefits, okay? That heart's getting stronger, okay? And what we'd recommend is about 150 minutes a week of any kind of moderate to vigorous activity. So you're looking at basically 30 minutes a day. That's 5 times a week, and that's attainable. You know, you're looking at basically 2.5 hours a week of some kind of cardiovascular. And like I said, it doesn't have to be, you know, we don't want you running sprints or anything starting out, but you maybe can build up to it. So just anything that's keeping that heart rate up between that training heart rate zone is going to be what's going to strengthen that heart and be beneficial for you, okay? Second up, strength or endurance. So this is basically lifting weights. A stat here that people may not know, as we age, when you get 30 years or older, if you're physically inactive, we lose 3 to 5% of muscle mass every 10 years. So this is where this comes in so important. We want to do those strength training. We want to get those muscles strong. And we basically want to focus on your 4 largest muscle groups. We got your legs, chest, shoulders, and back. And work on what we call compound movements. Those are going to be movements such as your squats, deadlifts, bench press, anything that's working more multiple muscle groups. So we want to start out slow, nothing too heavy. What we recommend, you know, starting out maybe 12 to 15 repetitions and increase up to maybe 3 sets each week. We want to start off maybe 1 set the first week, 2 sets of 12 to 15 second week, and then we'll bump you up to maybe 3 sets of 12 to 15. And again, start off slow, nothing too heavy. We wanted to always make sure we're going to have a recovery day as well. So again, kind of going back to this 3 days a week. If you can come in and you do a total body workout, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, say we're going to do 30 minutes of cardiovascular and then focus 30 minutes on strength training. You're in there for an hour. That's your total body workout. Have a day off to recover, okay? So now that's not to say you can split it up. You can do lower body exercises one day. You can do upper body exercises the next. As long as you're not working those muscles, the same muscle group 2 days in a row, we want to have a day off to let those muscles recover, okay? And last, we're going to talk about flexibility. Now, as we see it, a lot of people work in offices. We kind of get older. We don't get out and move around as much as we do. So we want to make sure that we do some kind of stretching, okay? So stretching, what we're going to do, we always want to warm up those muscles first. So anything you can do, what we call dynamic stretches, this is like your arm circles marching in place, gets that blood flowing, gets those muscles loosened up. And then what we want to go from there, what we call static stretches. So this is just basically you're holding the position for around 30 seconds, letting that muscle stretch out, okay? When we sit around, what happens is those muscles shorten, they stiffen up. So what we want to do, we want to warm those things back up. We want to get lengthen them out so that it's going to keep you from having any kind of injuries, sprains, strains, things like that, okay? So we've kind of hit on what to do, how to do it. Now, here's a few things I say not to do, okay? Don't start out too strong. Don't go too intense. So always make sure that you start out slow and let your body adapt. People come in, they haven't worked out in 10 years. They may have worked out a lot in high school. Well, you're not going to get up under a bench press and bench what you did in high school when you've been out for 10 years, okay? So what we want to do, start out slow, do what you can do, and then build from there. Another thing, like what I've talked on and harped on a bunch, don't do something you hate. Make sure this is something, an activity that you enjoy. When people come over to the Wellness Center, we'll make them out a program. Usually I'll show them 2 or 3 different kind of exercises, cardiovascular, and I'll always ask them, you know, if you don't like the treadmill, don't do it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to come in and you're going to hate it, and you're not going to want to work out. So what we want to do is make sure that you do something that you enjoy, okay? And last but not least, okay, so don't expect overnight results. Usually, on average, about 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to start seeing some improvement. And that's, of course, it differs from everybody. Everybody's body's different. Don't get frustrated. You may not see a big change right off the bat, but just stick with it. Keep going, and I promise it'll work out for you in the long run, okay? Biggest thing, and like I say, you look at people today, you see people, you think that you have to have a six-pack abs, you think you have to have big arms, look good in a swimsuit. And yeah, some people, that's great. But I would say 90% of us are just wanting to do things that are make our day-to-day life better. I talked to a gentleman the other day. He joined up. Older gentleman, he had grandkids. I asked him, I said, oh, all right, well, so what brings you to the Wellness Center? And the biggest thing he told me, he said, I'm 65 years old. I've got a 4-year-old grandson. He wants me to get down in the floor and play with him, and my goal is to be able to get back up. And that just kind of sat with me. I said, that's the kind of health and fitness that we want to promote, things that, you know, that help improve your day-to-day life. So what we want to do there, get you moving, get you going. If you ever have any questions, we're at the Wellness Center. We would love to have you. All of our staff there is professionally trained. You can come see myself, Heather Thorne, Ken Rogers, Regina Beyer. We'd all love to help you living a healthier and a better life. So thank y'all so much. Come see us. Anything we can do for you, we'd love to help. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Casthost for more episodes.